Last year, wildfires destroyed hundreds of homes in several western states. This year, they're at risk again. Despite recent rains, much of the West is experiencing drought conditions, and fire officials are warning people to be prepared. From Frenchtown, Montana, Kathy Witkowski reports.
Last summer, Rocky Healy and his wife left suburban Ohio and retired to a beautiful home in the woods of western Montana. They loved the quiet and the fact that they could see the stars at night. That is, until the fire season kicked in.
And then all of a sudden, you know, 2 weeks after I get out here, bingo, we've got, you know, the start of major forest fires. And it's, you know, you wake up in the morning and you can't see the valley for the smoke.
That got Healy to thinking, what would happen if a wildfire came through his area? He asked a representative of the local fire department to take a look at his house and tell him how it stacked up in terms of fire safety.
Some was good, some was bad, some was pretty ugly. So, the ugly part we've started to work on.
Healy may be retired, but for the past month and a half, he's been working nearly full time, preparing his cedar-sided house and heavily forested property for what could be another bad fire season. That means raking pine needles away from the house and flower beds, trimming the shrubs, and using hand clippers to thin out saplings that would be ready fuel for a fire. Eventually, he may replace his shake shingle roof with a metal one. It's only been a year since he moved here, but his perspective has completely changed.
You look at how pretty it is and how gorgeous it is and the view and the scenery and everything else. You don't look at the roof and say, oh, there's a lot of pine needles up there. I'm going to keep those off for fire reasons and, walk around and look at the bushes and the mulch and everything else and say, you know, that's going to have to be removed because you could be a, you know, fire hazard and things of that nature. You don't really look at that. At least I didn't.
It's never been easy to fight wildfires, but with more people moving into the woods, it's becoming increasingly complicated and increasingly expensive. Scott Waldron is the fire chief of the rapidly growing Frenchtown Fire District, which is responsible for 4,000 houses spread over 300 square miles.
In many cases, we could probably buy the home or homes in a certain area for less than we spend to suppress the fire or keep the fire from getting near the homes.
Despite the costs, people still expect the fire department to fight fires, and most of the time they do. But Waldron says in the case of a big wildfire, it's unrealistic to count on his department.
Those are usually big events, wind-driven, and exceed the resources available from all agencies. So the only true way to protect your home from a wildland fire in that situation is the work that you do prior to the fire, not the work that the fire department does the day of the fire.
So Waldron's department has taken on an enormous task, checking out every one of the homes in the district. What's the house made of? Can fire trucks get to it? Is there water nearby? Each home earns a rating and a corresponding color code, ranging from green for one that has a good chance of surviving a fire to dark red for one that's likely to burn. Eventually, color-coded maps will be available on the web. The idea is to encourage homeowners to improve their fire safety.
I think that at some point in time, we will have the same type of catastrophic fire that some other areas have, and at that point, we will know if people have done the right thing or not.
Ironically, one thing that's likely to help is another bad fire season. There's nothing like a little smoke in the air, says Scott Waldron, to remind people that fire is never far behind. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Frenchtown, Montana.